Please sit. Good morning, Emmanuel. And welcome to morning worship today. Particular welcome if we do have any visitors worshipping with us. It doesn't look as if we do, but if there is anybody here who's here for the first time, do please make yourself known to us before you leave. A word of greeting to those who will be listening to the service as part of our recorded ministry. For whatever reason you're listening at home online, we do hope that you'll enjoy the next hour and feel closer to the worshipping community here at Emmanuel. In terms of notices, I've just got a couple to give out. The weekly news makes reference to a tea and chat afternoon on Tuesday the 19th. Tuesday the 19th promises to be the hottest year ever, the hottest day ever, and therefore we've made a decision that it doesn't make sense to ask people to venture out in those sorts of conditions. So please, will you pass the message around to those who might otherwise have been coming that it's not going to happen this Tuesday. Instead, we're postponing it to the following Tuesday, the 26th. So we hope by then the temperatures will have dropped a little and it'll be a little bit more comfortable to enjoy a cup of tea and a chat with friends in the church hall. So please don't come along this Tuesday, make it next week instead. And the other point to give out is simply that there's no communion service this morning. You can see the table's not been prepared. Communion will take place next Sunday morning when the Reverend Tony Barnes will be leading our worship. In terms of this morning's service, can we just thank Michael Dismore, who's been leading us on the organ for our service while Jeff is away on holiday. Other voices that people on the recording will hear are those of me, Steve Brain. I should be doing the two readings, and Wally Knight will be leading our prayers of intercession. I haven't mentioned Margaret Williams, who's leading the service. Technically, I recall a minute from the partnership minutes several years ago where we were instructed not to welcome ministers and leaders from the other churches because it's only right and proper that they are in our churches leading our worship. They don't need a special welcome. Margaret, I'm sorry I can't welcome you. But I can assure you we are all delighted to have you with us this morning. We'll now take just a few moments of quiet as we prepare to worship God and as I light our candles.
Thank you, Stephen, and thank you for your welcome, even if you were not allowed to give it. It's good to be here. So let us just prepare ourselves for our worship this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Father, every day you give us a new day with new things to do, new ideas in our minds, new people to meet, and new sights to see. A new day is like a present that you give us to enjoy, full of hours and minutes and seconds to fulfill our lives, time to share with other people. Father, help us to use this new day to learn more about Jesus, to practice kindness to other people, to worship you and say our prayers together, so that at night time we can say that this has been a good day and offer thanks for it. We stand to sing our first hymn, which is number 47, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above. So we come to pray. Sunday is celebration day, the first day of creation. It's the day of Jesus' triumph. It's the day of the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the first day of the new week. Lord, help us to celebrate this Sunday, to rejoice in the gifts of your creation, to find new life in Jesus and his gifts, to set our sights on you for the week ahead, to enjoy being your church in fellowship. Thank you, God, for this celebration day. Here in this church, we see the dawn of our faith. Here in this church, we are led to search for deeper faith. Here, we offer strains of our worship and the surer notes of growing praise. Here, we are strengthened in our desire and ability to serve. Here we've seen need and be given the opportunity to respond. And so our thanksgiving for our church is strong and true. And so with thanksgiving and with sadness, we bring the church to you, because the church has lost so many of its opportunities. We are sad that early enthusiasms have been dimmed. We are sad that our faith has not always been strong enough to meet necessary change. We are sad that our courage has sometimes failed before the unexpected. And so with that sadness as well as thanksgiving, we bring this church to you, the church we know here, and the greater church of all nations and races. And so we come to confess our shortcomings. Oh Lord, we've tried so hard to live better lives, to be good-tempered and considerate, to work hard instead of being lazy, to watch our tongues and not speak hastily, to be cheerful even when things go wrong, and to act kindly to people we find it hard to like. But it's always the same story. Trying isn't quite enough. Help us to catch your spirit through prayer and worship, through fellowship and service, so that the fruit of the Spirit will grow in us to your glory. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How much we need the fruits of your Spirit. Grant us these qualities and help them to grow in us to your glory and for the good of others. Amen. So we come and say sorry. Lord, we say sorry for all things we have done wrong this week. We come and ask for your forgiveness for all of us, in the full assurance that he will forgive us. So may Almighty God have mercy on us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, and give us time to amend our lives. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now stand to sing hymn number 382. Come, let us join our cheerful song.
The first reading today is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Those of you who wish to follow it can find it on page 69 of the Bibles in the pews. St. Luke, chapter 10, and I'm beginning to read from verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, and Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Here ends the first reading.
Following that reading, we are now going to stand and sing hymn number 474. "Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you." Please stand.
The second reading this morning can be found on page 197 of the Bibles in the pews. And I'm reading from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Chapter 1, and I'm beginning from verse 15 to verse 28. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I begin with telling you of a strange coincidence this week, last week or so. When I first had an email from Samantha to say, you know, would a minister from Christchurch come and take this service? I thought, yeah, I'm free, so, you know, I would offer. So I did, and Samantha said, I will send you an order of service. A few days went by and I didn't have an order of service come, and a week went by and I thought, I must have got an order of service from time gone by, because I'd been here before, so I must, you know, look one up. I searched amongst my notes. And I found, sure enough, an order of service for Emmanuel that I'd had here. It was an evening service, a 6:30 one. And it's years old. I don't know how old it was. So then I rang Robert and said, what are the readings? And he told me what the readings were for the day. But he said, you can change them if you like. We follow the lectionary, but you can change them if you want to. Then I looked at the order of service from years ago again. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Because when I came here all those years ago, the one reading was the story of Martha and Mary, and the second reading was from Paul's epistle to the Colossians. I thought, oh, now is that coincidence, or is this a God prod? Does he want me again to tell you about Martha and Mary and about Colossians? So there you go. I didn't want to change them, and I thought, I wish I'd kept all the notes, really, but then I wouldn't have to do another sermon, but still, there we go. So that's how I thought it was a great coincidence, or sometimes God is saying something and it's not coincidence anyway. So here goes then about Martha and Mary and Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Now, are you a Martha or a Mary? Are you a doer or a thinker? It seems from the passage that we just had Stephen to read that Jesus is favouring the attributes of Mary over the attributes of Martha. But one would argue that one needs the Marthas in this world, or nothing would get done, would they? But we also need, you see, thinkers and planners too. In any society or a church, we need both. In a church, we need gifting in administration. We need people who are skilled in audiovisual techniques. We need in a church people who have musical ability to aid our worship. We need people with computer skills so that they can produce news sheets and so on to let us know what is going on. We need, above all, people of insight and prayerfulness. People who can unravel the scriptures. And through sermons and talks, can open our minds to new ways of interpreting those scriptures. It's a case of acknowledging what our gifts are and using them in his service. Of course, it may be that we ought to embrace a little more of the gifts that perhaps we don't find easy to do ourselves. Martha was probably very good at housework and probably very good at cooking. Presumably better than Mary was. But do I detect a kind of jealousy creeping in when she says, my sister has left me to do all the work? Jesus doesn't condone either. He just tells Martha not to get so worried and distracted. In other words, telling Martha to take a leaf out of Mary's book, in a way. And maybe he might have said something similar to Mary, but to take a leaf out of Martha's book, but we're not told that in the narrative. And so it was that we need both Martha's and Mary's in our church and in society. The other reading, Paul's letter to the Colossians. He was writing to the Christians at Colossae. And this letter was written when the Roman Empire was vast. It covered huge areas. Rome had conquered a large part of the world as it was in those days. Roman soldiers were everywhere. Caesar was a great emperor. And everything, everywhere you went, Caesar's image was around. And the ordinary people were tired of Roman rule. The ordinary people were tired of paying taxes to Rome. Who isn't ever tired of paying taxes? But there we are. In those days, they were tired of paying taxes, and it all went to Rome to fund all these Roman soldiers that were everywhere, all around Colossae. The ordinary people saw Caesar's image wherever they went, and they were tired of it. And so when people around Colossae heard about a new movement called the Way, or Followers of the Way, which was what early Christians were called, they greeted it with enthusiasm and thought, if we gather enough people together, we might be able to overthrow the Romans, and we could get rid of the Roman soldiers, and so on. And so it was that their sole aim was in danger of becoming how to get rid of the Romans. This, they thought, would be a new beginning for them. And so Paul got to hear about this. And he was in prison at the time in Rome. So he writes this letter to them. And he is desperate to explain that Jesus didn't come to overthrow the Romans. He came with far more than that. And so he explains in this part of the letter to the Colossians who Jesus really was and his purpose in coming. Paul explains how Jesus wasn't going to overthrow the Romans. And part of this letter that Steve read out today explains who Jesus really was. And from this, we read in the Acts of the Apostles how Paul's epistle, God uses many situations to spread the gospel. He even used Paul's imprisonment in Rome. I wonder how many people that we don't know about he influenced while he was in prison. While he was in prison, he wrote these letters, spent hours writing and thinking about what Jesus really meant. So in this letter, he reminds them then who Jesus was. And in that passage, we hear Paul becomes really poetic. He almost gets carried away in the description of who Jesus was. He cannot really find enough superlative words to describe Jesus. And remember, Paul had never met Jesus. He'd only seen him in a vision on the road to Damascus. But during his lifetime, he never met Jesus. And yet, here he is describing him in this wonderful way. He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. From him, all things in heaven and on earth were created, and so on. It is as if Paul cannot really find the right words to describe Jesus. And so there he is while he was in prison. Was it the fact that he had time on his hands? Was this the time when, instead of doing things, being a Martha, he was forced to being a Mary and thinking and praying to God and Jesus? You feel that Paul is so close to Jesus that he's bubbling over with excitement and enthusiasm for him. And I think he could only have got this through spending a long time in prayer with Jesus and with God. We should reach that abundance of insight as to who Jesus really was quite, I think, amazing. Little wonder as we read this as to who Jesus was, that Jesus appeared to Paul on that road to Damascus. I mean, there was Paul sort of going on with fire and brimstone, attacking the Christians, and yet Jesus saw in him something that he could use. Jesus sees things in us that perhaps we do not know we possess. And so, on that road to Damascus, he knew the possibilities that were living inside Paul. He knew that as well as being a doer, as he was, he could be as well a thinker and a prayer as well. Paul, when this happened to him on the road to Damascus, of course, immediately it was a great shock to him and so on, and he prepares himself. And he prepares himself by finding out as much as he could from other people about Jesus. So to return to the Martha and Mary story, yes, we do need doers and thinkers. But we also need, in our church, seekers and listeners. We need people who can spend a little more time with God. I think Paul was given that time in prison. He was given that time to be with God and with Jesus. We need people who can interpret the scripture as they apply today, and how Jesus can have an impact on our lives in 2022. He's not just a figure of the past, like an historical figure. He is a historical figure, but he's more than that. We need, of course, people who are thinkers and doers. We need people who can expound the scriptures to us. We need people with imagination. God has given us all imagination. He wants us to use it in the church, in our worship, and as well in the world outside. We need people who can give time above all. Time for others and time for listening to God. Paul had that time to listen to God when he was in prison. Paul did not come to that poetic description of who Jesus was unless he'd spent time in thought and prayer. So you see, we need all kinds of people in our church today. We need people of all kinds, people who have ability to do things with their hands, people who have the ability to write things, to think things. But above all else, we need people of prayer in our church today. Amen. Wally is now going to lead us in prayers of intercession.
Apologies for not being Liz Gibney today. Dear Lord, here I am again. Where do I begin? As we move on in 2022, we had really hoped that COVID and the war in Ukraine would have been consigned to history, but sadly not. We pray today for real peace, your peace in this world, and especially in all areas where there is conflict. May people turn to you and away from war and strife. We ask too for all in the nursing profession and doctors for new strength, wisdom, and resilience in dealing with the new wave of variants of COVID. For the world that is crying out for stability and justice, we ask that all those in positions of power would think not of themselves, but of all the people they represent, and make wise and good decisions for the benefit of all, particularly at the moment regarding energy, fuel, and inflation. We pray too for strong and just leadership in our national and local churches, and for a real revival of Christianity, and your blessing upon our Old Town partnership of churches. Now we pause for a few moments to think of and to pray for those known to us who are suffering physically or mentally. We thank you now for the many good things in this world that you give us. Thank you for sunshine, nature, and the chance to go on holiday, and the many people who do lots of good to others that we don't always hear about. Finally, let us remember that in all situations you are with us. We are never really alone. We pray all these things in your dear Son's name. Amen.
The offertory will now be taken. Lord, we offer you these, our gifts. Take them and use them for the furtherance of your kingdom, here in this church, in this town of Swindon, and further afield. May they help others, not only with their money, but also to show that we have love in our hearts for others. Amen. And now we're going to share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is number 521, Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, I Go. Now may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day and always. Amen. May we, as we leave this house, we know we will not leave your presence. So go home and keep cool.